This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
This is 1320 WILS. It is Thursday, July 13th, 81 right now and sunny. It is, well, it's just great. It's summertime, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. It'll be a high of 78 tomorrow with a low of 55. That's nice and cool. And then on Saturday, just sunny. Sunny skies, 82. That's our Saturday. Looking forward to that. Well, we know now that Flint had a major water problem, but they may not be alone. We may have other communities in Michigan that have serious water dangers. And the EPA is concerned that the cuts being made to the department there may directly affect their ability to monitor these things. Mike McCulko is with us. He's the president of AFGE Local 704, which represents over 500 workers in the U.S. EPA in Region 5, which is the Midwest, including Michigan. Mike, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate being allowed to come on the show.
Yeah, and what did you do at the EPA, I guess, before you became the president there of the union?
I was an environmental engineer, and the latest thing I did was work on hazardous waste cleanups at operating facilities.
Okay. And how do you feel about what's happening at the EPA right now, then?
I think it's, I'm sick to my stomach about it because of the proposed level of cuts and the continued badgering and demonization of EPA employees by the administration.
Okay. Now, what exactly is happening inside the EPA? Because you're there at the moment, day to day. What's occurring right now?
Well, I mean, we're in the midst of, we just had a budget approved for this year. So after quite a while, we've, finally got a budget. So we're working and, against that budget. And now they're in the midst of approving a budget for FY18, which starts on October 1st, and the House Appropriations Committee, the Subcommittee for Interior and Environment, just marked up a budget bill and proposed to cut EPA by $528 million for next year, down to the lowest level that we've been at since $7.5 billion. I think that's the lowest level since about 1999.
So how many of your union members have been let go, would you say, then?
Well, we are right in the midst of a targeted buyout. They want to get people to leave by September 2nd. So they have just sent out a letter today to 182 employees saying that we want you to leave by September 2nd. So, in our group over here, I think most of those are bargaining unit employees. We do represent about 900 bargaining unit employees.
Oh, really? And are the deals good enough for people to want to leave then? Or?
Well, it's hard to say because, what they're authorized to do under the law is offer you either an early out if you're almost eligible to retire and you can get out. So it's almost as if you had the number of years, or if you are eligible to retire, to get you to retire now rather than waiting until you really wanted to retire, their incentive is to give you up to
$25,000. And then you have some kind of government retirement program you're on, is that it?
Yeah, you would then retire under the program. So if you retired early, you would take a hit because you're not really eligible to retire. They'd allow you to retire early, but then.
Okay. So do you think most of the workers in your union, for example, are going to take the deal? Are they happy to do this? Or?
I think that if you're not ready to retire, they announced it today, and you only have until July 26th to put in your application. And then by September 2nd or August 31st, depending on what retirement system you're in, you have to leave. Mm-hmm. So you really got 13 days to make a life-changing decision.
That's fast.
I think it is. I mean, considering all the ramifications of your life, how it would change if you retired, I think it's pretty significant to be put in a box and said, okay, you've got 13 days to decide.
Yeah. We're talking to Mike McCulko, representing hundreds of workers at the U.S. EPA. The EPA actually was criticized when the Flint water crisis went down for their lack of reaction, the fact that they were more aggressive in confronting that back at that time. What's this going to do in terms of protecting our water here in Michigan if these cuts occur?
I think I think this is going to be detrimental for not only Michigan, but everywhere in the whole country. The area that, based on the markup of the budget bill that happened yesterday, we're proposed to be cut for about $234 million just in that area that deals with water, wastewater, and things of that nature, a 9% cut for the staffing that funds, you know, that type of area.
So what's that going to do?
Well, you know, to give you an example, we cover six states here, including Michigan, and some of our states have one person, if you can believe that, that verifies the quality of the drinking water data in the state.
One person for the whole state, you mean? Is that
one person for the whole state that makes sure that the data that's reported into the system for whether or not you're meeting the standards for all the chemicals that you have to monitor for drinking water is good, that it meets the quality standards, you know, of the testing methods.
Okay. Well, hopefully that person will still be employed then.
Huh? I hope so. Well, and at EPA, then we have one person that oversees all that data. So we're down to the bare bones on drinking water. And, you know, and then you look at it in terms of infrastructure. One of the things that EPA's budget funds is infrastructure money to rebuild drinking water systems. So in November of 2016, in response to the Flint crisis, EPA came out with a drinking water action plan. Mm-hmm. And as part of that action plan, they identified that over the next 20 years in the country, we needed $384 billion in investment in drinking water infrastructure to be able to meet the country's needs.
So $384 billion, okay. That doesn't billion. Sound, we're probably not going to end up doing that, are we?
Right. In Michigan, the drinking water needs were identified as $13.8 billion, mm-hmm. and there's also $2 billion in wastewater needs. But, you know, under the administration's proposal that came out yesterday, we're talking about proposing to spend $853 million a year nationwide mm-hmm. on drinking water infrastructure. And, less, you know, when you compare that to $13.8 billion in Michigan alone, yeah, you can see that the numbers don't
difference.
Add up.
So what does that mean, Mike? What's going to happen now to us?
It means that, you know, our infrastructure is going to continue to age, crumble. We're going to continue to have water main breaks. We're going to continue to have problems like we had in Flint, where somebody's going to say that it's costing us too much to treat this water. We're going to cut down on treatment chemicals, and then we're going to have a crisis like we had in Flint.
Yeah, and what do you think of the criticism the EPA took itself for their non-reaction to what happened in Flint, that they were not more assertive and aggressive there?
I think that, you know, that there's some credibility to that. I think the bulk of the problems were local and at the state level, but right. You know, I think that EPA could have done something quicker. I agree with that. There could have been more done.
Right.
Well, in the end, what happened was there was a special appropriation passed, and they're spending $100 million to try to fix the crisis in Flint. Right. So if you look at it and say we're spending $100 million just in Flint, and now the appropriation for the whole country is only $853 million.
Yeah, that's pretty thin. But look, if it's happening, it's happening. I guess we'll see what happens next and how local lawmakers will react to this. Mike McCulka, president of AFGE Local 704, representing hundreds of workers in the U.S. EPA Region 5, including Michigan. Mike, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. Yep, appreciate being on the show.
Absolutely.